Yoga is evolving. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Gökçen Közkunerbali, assistant professor in Chapman University's School of Business and Economics, profiles the growth of yoga culture.
Yoga has been increasingly gaining popularity in the U.S. Today, more than 20 million Americans practice yoga, spending $10 billion a year. My colleague, Dr. Burçak Ertuğrul, and I studied the evolution of yoga in the U.S. One key finding of our research is to show how the meaning of yoga transformed in the past three decades, which showed that yoga became decreasingly associated with spirituality and increasingly associated with medicine and fitness. We identified three mechanisms that contributed to this shift. First, the changes in how yoga gurus are trained. For example, while early gurus were mainly of Indian descent, they were later followed by their U.S. disciples who adopted the practice to the American audiences. Today, training programs focus more on the medical and fitness benefits than the chanting, meditation, and reading of religious texts. Second, cultural entrepreneurs amplified these benefits by recognizing yoga as a treatment form. Power yoga was created to communicate the physical character of Ashtanga yoga. By dispensing with the Sanskrit names of postures, omning and chanting, it made yoga user-friendly for those interested in a secular practice. Third, in the 2000s, national chains such as Core Power Yoga emerged to make yoga accessible to the mainstream. Our paper documents the diffusion of yoga from a niche and mystical practice to a mainstream one.
That was Gökçen Közkunerbali of Chapman University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.